Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today we are speaking with Anthony Vaccarillo, the owner of BuyCoachBus.com, who has been in the field for nearly 20 years and will be sharing more about the future of the bus industry today on the program. Mr. Vaccarillo, thanks for joining us here today on EPN.
Thanks, Eric. Thanks for having me.
And you're more than welcome. Our pleasure. So tell us, where did the idea or inspiration for BuyCoachBus.com come from?
Well, BuyCoachBus.com is a brainchild of my past career in the bus industry. I've been focused in the bus industry for nearly 20 years, and my focus has been around helping bus operators achieve more revenue, achieve better clientele, and more clientele for that matter. About 3 years ago, we decided to go into the realm of helping bus operators buy better. And when we were going to our network of 60,000 plus vehicles, we were looking at those vehicles that were available to the bus operators, and we were noticing the prices were astronomically different. So what our focus was not only to give our clientele the best source for buying charter buses, but we wanted to give it to everybody, make it available to everybody. And that's where BuyCoachBus started from, was to create an online presence that would showcase the marketplace of what was available in the industry.
Now, from your experience and all your years in the industry, how has the bus industry changed since you began in it nearly 17 years ago?
Eric, it's really funny, and I'm glad you brought that up. What we've seen in the bus industry, when I first got into the industry, I had to show bus companies how to turn their computers on, how to check an email. And now we've evolved into technology. And the technology aspect of what this industry is now seeing is seeing a dramatic need for people in the United States to be able to transport themselves and their groups from one side of the country to the other side of the country. And that's kind of increased more technology, whether it's GPS, whether it's Wi-Fi in buses, whether it's even as simple as USB and outlets in buses. So the two sides of the bus industry have really kind of come together. The technology aspect of showcasing what the client wants, and then the technology aspect of how to achieve to get to what the client wants. And if you don't know what's out there, it's almost like not having the ability to showcase a product in the marketplace, even though the product is right available for them. That it's becoming a bigger thing now with technology to really focus around the consumer, to can focus around all the good things that are happening within the industry.
Another question for you, Anthony. What are some of the new technological components that have happened within the bus industry? Get into some of those details.
So for BuyCoachBus, it's a little bit different, Eric, and I want to showcase a little bit of how we're a little bit different. And, you know, anybody could sell buses. Anybody can go out there and sell a vehicle. Our business is much different. Our components to our business is much different. And we've been focusing on the vendors, the bus operators. And one of the things that we created was BusQuote USA. And BusQuote USA is our charter division for the bus industry. And that's been focusing on turning consortiums, smaller bus companies, mom and pops, and creating a consortium of a large venue. Basically going with someone who owns two buses and turning them into 30. And now the question of technology, this is all kind of working together, because without technology, we wouldn't have been able to create the consortium to allow a mom and pop that owns two buses to participate in an event that has 40 buses. So we've given them the ability to go after this new business. Now, come and point to the buses themselves, BuyCoachBus is the bus dealership. BusQuote USA is the bus business charter business brokerage firm. And now we're soon to be creating a new chapter, which is our third peg in our three-peg monster. And that is really going to be focused around driver retention. Now, the technology that has been a major component to driving, getting to this point, is 20 years behind the rest of the transportation industry. So the rest of the transportation industry outside of buses has been able to achieve these marks already. Now we're going into it as the bus industry saying, look, we need more drivers, we need better buses, we need buses that can be worked on by anybody. Technology-wise, we've got Wi-Fi, we've got outlets, we've got in-satellite, in-motion TV, we have GPS systems that route vehicles based on the size of the vehicles. You wouldn't believe how simple that is, but that's something that just came out within the last 5 years.
Certainly interesting details and most informative as well. Today we're joined by Anthony Vaccarillo, the owner of BuyCoachBus.com, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, looking ahead, what will the future of the bus industry look like, say, in another 5 years from now?
Eric, I'm really hoping that in the next 5 years, we're not talking about autonomous vehicles in the bus industry, but in the next 5 years, I'm hoping to be able to see a huge change in the bus industry where people are buying better buses, they're getting them at a better pricing, and they're focusing on their business and driving their utilization to be 80%. And I believe the technology and the consumers and the people that want to travel in green vehicles will start to take on the bus industry and say, look, I want to ride buses. I want to, you know, give back to this this planet. Reducing the carbon footprint, I hope, is the next conversation we have, sir.
And that certainly sounds good to me. Good stuff there. And also know you work with military contracts. Tell us about your upcoming event, Thunder Over Georgia. Get into some of those details as well.
Thunder Over Georgia was an event that we put together with Warner Robins Air Force Base in Warner Robins, Georgia. We had a contract for 2 days to move 180,000 passengers. And we did that with Busport USA. So 180,000 passengers, over 215 pieces of equipment, focusing, driving, moving people from parking lots to the actual venue. It's a great air show down in Warner Robins. They showcase, the military showcases all of the exciting new technology that they brought. They open it up to the public. It's a great event. We have so much fun down there. This is our second tour doing this for the military, and our relationship with the armed forces, especially in the bus industry, is huge for our business. So BuyCoachBus had a great event down there. Busport USA had a great showing. Not only did we make it an event to move passengers from point A to point B, but we gave away some really cool things, and you know, we had a lot of fun with 180,000 people, but it's a great event. It happens every 3 years in Warner Robins, and the next time it's probably, well, we just missed it, so the next time is 3 years from now, so we hope to see you next time there, Eric, I'll tell you that.
And that certainly sounds good to me, and it sounds like a lot of exciting things going on within that event, Thunder Over Georgia, and certainly appreciate the details there as well. Now, you're certainly creative as you have launched BuyCoachBus.com. A lot of entrepreneurs tuning in today with a lot of ideas. What would you say, or what would your piece of advice be for aspiring entrepreneurs or someone with a business idea who doesn't know what to do next? What would your piece of advice be for those types of individuals?
I think that's a great question, Eric. And one of the things that I think entrepreneurs need to do is realize that they don't know everything. And as soon as they accept that, they need to start asking lots of questions. Anybody can do anything out there as long as you know the process and how it's being done. Don't try to recreate the wheel. Don't try to be creative. Focus on what the overall goal is and push onto that. I think that's one of the biggest things that I learned was stop believing that you know everything and start asking other people questions. And as soon as you achieve that and you understand that, you'll see that everything starts to kind of work its way through. And it's all a process. So follow the process. Don't fight the process. And I think you'll achieve greatness.
A great place to conclude. Thanks for those concluding remarks, Anthony. Again, folks, it is buycoachbus.com. Mr. Vaccarillo, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks, Eric. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
It certainly was our pleasure anytime. We've been speaking with Anthony Vaccarillo, the owner of Buy Coach Bus. And for all the details, visit once again buycoachbus.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.